To politics in Brussels and Dublin. It seems the government and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen are at odds over the nomination of Ireland's next EU Commissioner. The government is nominating former Finance Minister Michael McGrath. Ms. von der Leyen has written to all member states asking for two names to be put forward, a woman and a man, so that she can appoint the most gender-balanced commission. Jack Power, acting Europe correspondent for the Irish Times, can tell us more. So, Jack, this would appear to be a straightforward clash between the right of member states to nominate their own commissioner versus the desire of the commission president to have the choice that would lead to a gender-balanced commission. Is that a fair reading?
Yes, and this was well flagged. You know, the last time around, Ursula von der Leyen did the same, and she was broadly able to put together a gender balanced team of all the EU commissioners from the different countries. So she was preparing for her, you know, kind of renomination and fighting for her renomination for a second term. This was something that was well flagged, I think, privately to the government as well. And so from the off, really, Ireland kind of put itself into a position where it was setting up a clash with von der Leyen by being one of the first out of the traps before von der Leyen herself had been had secured a second term. You know, Ireland came out and they said they were going to nominate Michael McGrath, who was then finance minister, as our pick for EU commissioner. And they were pretty steadfast when questioned over recent weeks that they wouldn't be being put forward a second name.
Yeah, it's interesting though, isn't it? Because, you know, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, as you say, have both been speaking about this. There's the coalition arrangement that it's Fianna Fáil's turn, so that means Michael McGrath has been nominated. On the other hand, Mairead McGuinness has been doing the job. She's another coalition party member. So, it's quite within the coalition's capacity, isn't it, to say, well, here's two names, the sitting commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, and the one we want to replace her with, Michael McGrath.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that would technically be within the, you know, the government's power. I mean, once the letter in response goes back to von der Leyen, she'll then interview candidates, and then it's really in her hands almost. So I think the government are quite protective over, as you said, what is their right to pick who the next EU commissioner will be. But now, of course, when that decision is made by the government, it's then in the gift of Ursula von der Leyen to pick what job that commissioner will get. So this is the main question now. What job will Michael McGrath get in the next EU Commission?
And he's made no secret of the fact that as a former finance minister, he's looking for a finance portfolio. They're one of the ones there's the most competition for. As you say, it's up to Ursula von der Leyen how she's going to divvy up those appointments. So we heard a lot, for instance, about the potential backlash if Fianna Fáil MEPs didn't support Ms. von der Leyen in the European Parliament vote. How would it impact Ireland if we're only nominating a man when Ms. von der Leyen has said she wants nominations of a man and a woman?
Yeah, it seems it definitely will, you know, work against us. It certainly won't help us. Von der Leyen has said that where countries are putting forward their incumbent commissioner, they don't have to put forward two names, and about at least three countries are doing that, possibly four, and all those are going to be men. So, I mean, already if von der Leyen is trying to put together a gender balanced team, the numbers are kind of working against her. So the fact that Ireland was, as I said, one of the first out of the traps to say we're only putting forward one name and it's going to be a male name, you know, that won't instill any favours Ireland's way when it comes to the divvy up of who's getting what job. And as you say, you know, Fianna Fáil MEPs voted against her in the confirmation vote that she had to get through in the European Parliament last week. So that's working against us as well. There's a big competition for economics jobs. So when it comes to the hop of the ball, you know, and Ursula von der Leyen potentially has to choose between Ireland and maybe two or three other countries for an economics portfolio.
So something's going to have to give, Jack, at some stage, and it's either going to have to be Ireland or Ms. von der Leyen. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I suppose this can continue on. You know, Ireland can make this nomination, but then the government possibly shouldn't be surprised if we end up with a bit of a subpar portfolio in the next European Commission right. in terms of the job we get.
Well, we watch this one play out. Thank you for talking to us. Jack Power there, Acting Europe Correspondent for the Irish Times.